This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد. Before we begin, part of the etiquette, inshallah, of Jum'ah is that if you come, you do not sit, you do not sit until you pray. Right? Even if the khatib has started the khutbah, you do not sit unless you pray two rak'ahs. And that is what the Prophet ﷺ commanded when he saw someone sitting without praying. He asked him to stand up and pray. Now when you come and it's the adhan is being called, some of us wait while the adhan is being called, and when it's done, then they start their salah. And we say, no, don't wait for the adhan to finish, but rather pray as soon as you arrive. It would be more important for you to listen to the khutbah than answer the mu'adhin. So it's more important for you to listen to the khutbah than answer the mu'adhin. And if you want to get both of them, try whenever possible to come early so you would catch this and you would catch that. Now, a man once came to Thawban, the companion of the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam. He came to him and he asked him, he said, أخبرني بعمل يدخلني الجنة أو بأحب الأعمال إلى الله. He said, tell me about a thing that will admit me to heaven or of the most beloved deeds to Allah. So he asked him once. He didn't give a reply. He asked him twice. He did not give a reply. He asked him for the third time. And then Thawban, he said, I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam this question. And he answered, عَلَيْكَ بِكَثْرَةِ السُّجُودِ فَإِنَّكَ لَن تَسْجُدَ لِلَّهِ سَجْدَةِ إِلَّا كَتَبَ لَكَ بِهَا حَسَنَةِ وَحَطَّ عَنْكَ بِهَا خَطِيئَةِ وَرَفَعَكَ بِهَا دَرَجَةِ. He said, I asked the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam the same question. And he said, told me, do a lot of sujood, perform a lot of sujood, because whenever you do this, Allah, because of it, will write for you a good deed and erase a bad deed and elevate you a rank closer to Him. So the recommendation of the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam is to do what? A lot of sujood. And what we mean by a lot of sujood here is the sujood that is in the salah. In addition to sujood al-tilawah, when you recite the Qur'an, and which recommended for you to prostrate, or sujood al-shukr, the sujood of gratitude. But the last two are infrequent in comparison to the sujood that we do in the salah. So when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam recommends sujood, he's recommending sujood in the salah, because we don't have a sujood that is independent of salah. So do a lot of salah, but in particular, a lot of sujood. And our connection to sujood goes all the way to Adam alayhi salam. And it doesn't, of course, end there. It begins with Adam. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the angels, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَاكُمْ ثُمَّ صَوَّرْنَاكُمْ ثُمَّ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ لَمْ يَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ قال ما منعك ألا تسجد إذ أمرتك قال أنا خير منه خلقتني من نار وخلقته من طين. He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, we commanded the angels to prostrate in sujood to Adam. And this prostration, by the way, is not a prostration of ibadah, worship, but a prostration of greeting. A prostration of showing virtue to the one that they prostrating to, not of ibadah. And that is a similar prostration as you will encounter in Surah Yusuf. يَا أَبَتِ إِنِّي رَأَيْتُ أَحَدَ عَشَرَ كَوْكَبَ وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ رَأَيْتُهُمْ لِي سَاجِدِينَ The dream that Yusuf alayhi salam had when he told his father Ya'qub alayhi salam that I saw the stars and the moon and the sun prostrating to me. وَرَفْعَ أَبَوِهِ عَلَى الْعَرْشُ وَخَرُّ لَهُ سُجَّدًا And in reality, the fulfillment of that, he brought up his parents on the throne and they all prostrated in sujood to Yusuf alayhi salam, and that is a prostration of greeting and respect. But for the ummah of Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, that is prohibited. That is not our sharia. You're not allowed to bow or to prostrate to anyone except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, we don't greet people with prostration. That was for past nations. But going back to the command that Allah Azza wa Jalla had given the angels, and included in that is the shaitan. Because of his refusal of prostration, he was cast out and condemned and promised hellfire because of his rebellion against Allah Azza wa Jal. So you find in the sujood a signal, an act of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala versus those who refuse to submit to him and they refuse to prostrate. And those are the disbelievers, the rebellious ones whom Allah Azza wa Jal will punish. So this is the mark, sujood is the mark of the believer, the one who submits to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you will find that mark mentioned in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Muhammadur Rasulullah, وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ تَرَاهُمْ رُكَّعًا سُجَّدًا يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَرِضْوَانًا سِيمَاهُمْ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ مِنْ أَثَرِ السُّجُودِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Muhammad, the messenger of Allah, and those who are with him are stern with the disbelievers, compassionate with the believers. You will see them رُكَّعًا سُجَّدًا in often acts of bowing and prostration to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking the pleasure and the bounties of Allah Azza wa Jal. And they bear the mark, Allah continues, they bear the mark of sujood on their faces. And that is not the physical mark that you will see on the forehead that some people may have but others don't. But this is the light of iman. This is the light of iman. This is the light of worship that emanates from their face. Simahum fi wujuhihim. Why? Min athari sujood. And that means that they prostrate with sincerity to Allah Azza wa Jal. So they have that mark in the dunya. And by the way, they have it in the akhirah. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said in some of the hadith that he will be able to identify his ummah on the day of judgment, even though he did not see them. And they say, how could you, O Prophet of Allah? And in some of the narrations of these ahadith, they will be ghurrun min athari sujood. They will have light on their foreheads, on their faces, from sujood. So that sujood will identify a person as a believer, as a Muslim, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam will be able to recognize him. And that sujood is a protection from hellfire, even if a person enters it. So he said, alayhi salatu wassalam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَ عَلَى النَّارِ أَن تَأْكُلَ مَوَاضِعَ السُّجُودِ Allah Azza wa Jal has prohibited hellfire from consuming the spots of sujood. That is, if a person, even if they are sinners, and they enter hellfire, but they pray. The spots of sujood, whatever will touch the ground when they are in sujood, that will not be burned. So sujood is a protection from hellfire. And hellfire will not touch a person who completely submits to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if that is lacking, the spots where he had submitted to Allah, that will not be touched. And the shaitan, going back to the first ayah that we've mentioned, recognizes the virtue of sujood, maybe more so than a lot of us. So he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, inna ibn adama idha qara'a as-sajdata fasajad i'tazala ash-shaytanu yabki yaqulu ya waylahu umira bis-sujudi fasajada falahu al-jannah wa umirtu bis-sujudi fa'asaytu faliya an-nar. He says, when the child of Adam, when the servant of Allah Azza wa Jal is reading the Quran and he reads the sajda, where he's commanded, recommended to prostrate, and he actually goes into prostration, it is the shaitan withdraws crying. The shaitan, when he sees this, he withdraws crying. And he says, Ya Wayla, he says, woe to him, meaning woe to himself. He was commanded to prostrate, and he did, and he will go to Jannah. And I was commanded to prostrate, and I refused, and I am going to hellfire. So when you read that prostration in the Quran, and you prostrate, remember that hadith, because anything that causes the shaitan to cry and wail like that is beloved to Allah Azza wa Jalla, and you should oppose the shaitan in all means, because that brings you to him subhanahu wa ta'ala closer and closer. And in fact, that is what the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَهُوَ سَاجِدْ فَأَكْثِرُوا مِنَ الدُّعَاءِ. He says, the closest that a person will be to Allah is when he is prostrating, when he is in prostration. So do a lot of dua. The closest that you are, again, to Allah Azza wa Jal, in all the positions that you will be throughout the day, is when you are in sujood. So he says, do a lot of dua. And why do a lot of dua? In another hadith, he said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, وَأَمَّا السُّجُودُ فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ مِنَ الدُّعَاءِ فَقَمِنٌ أَنْ يُسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ. He says, as far as sujood, do a lot of dua in it. فَاشْتَهِدُوا فِيهِ. Exert yourself in making dua, because you are likely to be answered in that position. And as a side note, as a side benefit, if you want to combine the best positions when you're closest to Allah, and the best times when you are closest to Allah, that will be at the last part of the night. أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ فِي جَوْفِ اللَّيْلِ الْآخِرِ. He says, the closest you will be to Allah Azza wa Jal is in the last third of the night. So if you combine both, you will be closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will be close to Him and He will be close to you. And if you were to ask yourself, why is it that I'll be closest to Allah Azza wa Jal in that position, in that spot? He say, look at what you're doing when you're prostrating. The most honorable part of your body is what? Is your face. That is the part that you will protect with the rest of your body. If there is loud noise, if there is an attack, what do? You protect your face, which is the center of your consciousness. You protect your face with your hand. And you could ask yourself, isn't your hand a part of your body as well? Why isn't it the reverse? Why don't you protect your hand with your face? Because that is the most honorable and most important part of your body. That's what you will save. That's what you will keep. Even if you lose the rest of your body, that's what you will keep. So if you take the most honorable part and you put it on the ground, then you submit it to Allah Azza wa Jal in the most effective and complete way. That's what kings and monarchs ask of people when they want to see them submit to them. Put the most honorable part of you on the lowest part and show me that you submit. And that's why it's haram to be done for other than Allah Azza wa Jal. So for one, it's because you submit to Allah Azza wa Jal in completion. The other also, it's because that position is the position where you are far away, the furthest you are from the dunya. As you stand for salah, your eyes could wander left and right. In ruku', your eyes could wander left and right, but in sujood, there's no other place to look except down. There's no other access for the dunya that you have. And when you close that access, that allows your heart to reflect on what you are doing. There are no distractions anymore, visual distractions. Now you have to take care of the reflections, the distractions of the heart. And if you manage to restrict that, then you could be devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in sujood. So in that sujood, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, you are very close to Allah, the closest. And when you're closest, you ask Allah azza wa jal for the best. It gives you honor. And it gives you salvation. One sahabi, Rabi'a ibn Ka'b, he used to voluntarily serve and assist the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he said about himself, I used to serve him throughout the day. And at night I will sit by his door, just waiting if he needed anything from me. I would hear him say repeatedly, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi, until I fall asleep, he said. And he kept doing this for a while, and then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to reward him for that deed. So he said, Salni fa'u'tiyak, ask me for something so I would give you. Ask me for anything. Then that man said, give me a little bit of time to think about it. Then he said, then I thought about it and realized that anything I would ask from the dunya will perish and end, because the dunya itself will come to an end. So I didn't want anything from the dunya. So he comes back to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and he said, O Prophet of Allah, I ask you that you pray that Allah will save me from hellfire and admit me into heaven. In another narration, in the more famous narration, he would ask, I ask that I'll be your companion in Jannah, murafaqataka fil Jannah. So the Prophet ﷺ, he said, who advised you to say this? He says, none, but I realized something about the dunya, so I don't want anything from it. He said, inni fa'il, he says, I will do this, wa'a'inni ala nafsika bikathratis sujood. Help me to achieve this with yourself, with a lot of sujood. If you want this protection from hellfire, to be admitted to Jannah, to be the companion of Muhammad ﷺ in the higher realms, he said, assist me with a lot of sujood. So that is the thing that saves, and that is the thing that elevates, because that is the thing that Allah Azza wa Jal loves. And interestingly, subhanAllah, and if you need a visual to help you like ruku' and like sujood, he said, alayhi salatu wassalam, قَالَ إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ إِذَا قَامَ يُصَلِّي أُتِيَ بِذُنُوبِهِ كُلِّهَا فَوُضِعَتْ عَلَى رَأْسِهِ وَعَاتِقَيْهِ فَكُلَّمَا رَكَعَ أَوْ سَجَدَتَ سَاقَطَتْ مِنْهِ. He says, when a servant of Allah stands in salah, all of his sins will be brought and put on his head and on his shoulder. So whenever he goes to ruku' and sujood, some of them will drop off. So if you want to think about it, every time in salah, you are carrying your sins, and in ruku' some will fall off. Some in ruku' more will fall off. And the more that you'll do this, the more of them that will fall off until you become sinless if we do enough of that. So ask Allah Rabbil Alameen to make us of those who accomplish this and do and strive to do it. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله رب العالمين حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه وأصلي وأسلم على رسوله محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد. We are not the only people who prostrate to Allah Azza wa Jal, not the only beings who prostrate to Allah. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said about the angels, he says, أطت السماء وحق لها أن تأط. He says, the sky is making sounds, it's squeaking, and it deservedly so. ما فيها من موضع أربع أصابع إلا وملك واضع جبهته سجودا لله. He says, it's making sound, the sky, and it deservedly so, because there's no space as big as four fingers joined together, except that there is an angel of Allah lowering his forehead in sujood to him. So imagine how vast this sky is. Almost every inch of it, there's an angel of Allah Azza wa Jal in sujood to Allah, and the sky is so heavy, it's about to break, and that's why it's making that sound. So all the angels of Allah Azza wa Jal are in prostration to him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he and Allah Azza wa Jal said also about the rest of creation. أَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ يَتَفَيَّأُ ظِلَالُهُ عَنِ الْيَمِينِ وَالشَّمَائِلِ سُجَّدًا لِلَّهِ وَهُمْ دَاخِرُونَ. He says, do they not see that everything that Allah has created that casts a shadow to the right and to the left, they're doing this in prostration, in sujood to Allah Azza wa Jal, submitting to Him. So all the shadows that you see as they move from night to day, from morning to the end, from right to left, that is an actual prostration to Allah Azza wa Jal. So everything prostrates to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَسْجُدُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ وَالنُّجُومُ وَالْجِبَالُ وَالشَّجَرُ وَالدَّوَابُ وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ وَكَثِيرٌ حَقَّ عَلَيْهِ الْعَذَابُ. He says, do you not see that Allah, everyone in the heavens and on earth, they prostrate to Him, and also the sun and the moon and the stars and the mountains and the plants and animals and a lot of people, and a lot of people deserve punishment, meaning they don't. Everything in the universe prostrates to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether you comprehend it or not, but they submit to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala in their own way. And in the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about the sun that whenever it sets, it prostrates before Allah azza wa jal, the Almighty, seeking His permission to rise again. And one of those days, it will not be given permission, and it will rise from the west. But every day it prostrates to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to be part of that is to be connected to everything that is around you and to be a true servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in addition to all the benefits that we talked about, elevation in the akhirah, protection from hellfire, the good deeds that you will earn, they are also, or sujood also, saves you from distress, saves you from anxiety and from depression. Because imagine, you'll be close to Allah Azza wa Jal and you will be asking Him. And Allah spoke to His Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam when He said, وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ. He says, we know that your heart or your chest grows tight because of what they are saying. So what is the remedy that He gives to Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, the one who's carrying the greatest burden, by the way? He says, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ, glorify Allah and praise Him, and be among those who prostrate. And Allah continues, and worship Allah Azza wa Jal until the very end. But the remedy that anyone who's in distress, who's facing difficulty needs, He says, put your head on the ground and ask Allah Azza wa Jal. And the longer the sujood, the better that it is. The longer the sujood, the better that it is. So now our sujood shouldn't be simply a phase that we're passing through. I want to go through sujood simply to finish it and then finish the rak'ah. But the sujood becomes a destination. You're going to salah. Why? Because I want to reach that sujood. And that sujood is a ni'mah, by the way. It's a ni'mah. And only those who miss it will understand how much of a ni'mah it is. Only those who don't prostrate and then begin to prostrate will understand how much of a ni'mah it is, that Allah will guide you to the fact that put your head on the ground in this position and then ask and see how you will feel. And it's almost immediate relief and comfort from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what do you expect from a position where you're closest to Allah? And if you do it right and do it often, you will long for it. You would wish for it. You will hate the time when you rise from sujood because you feel the distance. Now I was close and now I'm not as close. So you will long and crave to be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now our salah should be a destination, our sujood should be a destination, and it should be something that we look forward to and we practice well. So spend more time with your sujood and spend it with intention and ask Allah Azza wa Jal for everything that you want, because that is the best time to ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Him, Rabbal Alameen, Arhamar Rahimeen, to forgive us all of our sins and to renew Iman in our hearts. Ya Allah, revive our hearts with Iman. Ya Allah, revive our hearts with taqwa and with wisdom and with your love and love of your Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. We ask you, Ya Rabb al-Alameen, to guide us to the truth and make it easy for us to follow it, and to take us away from falsehood and make it distasteful and very difficult for us to pursue it. We ask you, Ya Rabb al-Alameen, to send your blessings upon Muslims throughout the world. Ya Allah, we ask you that you bring relief to their oppressed. Ya Allah, we ask you that you bring relief to their oppressed. Ya Allah, we ask you that you defend the weak, Ya Rabb al-Alameen, that you would clothe them and feed them and protect them with your might and power, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen. We ask you that you bless the Muslims wherever they may be, and that you bring us back to your religion and to the sunnah of your Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and make us of those who deserve your aid and deserve your victory, Ya Rabb al-Alameen. Allahumma ighfir lana ajma'ina, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen. Allahumma jaddid al-Iman fi qulubina. Allahumma jaddid al-Iman fi qulubina. اللهم جدد الإيمان في قلوبنا. اللهم نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلما كثيرا وإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت، فاغفر لنا مغفرة من عندك وارحمنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر المستضعفين من أهل غزة وفلسطين والشام رب العالمين. اللهم انصرهم على من عاداهم. اللهم اشف مرضاهم. اللهم تقبل قتلاهم شهداء. اللهم أطعمهم واسقهم رب العالمين. اللهم تكفل بأيتامهم وبأراملهم يا رب العالمين، واجعلنا ممن نصرهم ولم يخذلهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصرهم بنصر من عندك وجند من عندك يا رب العالمين. اللهم عجل بفرجهم. اللهم عجل بفرجهم. اللهم عجل بفرجهم رب العالمين. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين، وأقم الصلاة.